I'm giving time, and so you should come out. So Krishna did that. He at once came and began to run. And Sukadeva Goswami, Vyasadeva, oh, he's out of Maya. He's transcendental. He's really qualified to hear Srimad Bhagavat that I have seen in my trance. So I want that this word should be, this boy should study Srimad Bhagavatam with me. And then he should
preach
everywhere in this world Bhagavat Katha, by which all the by which whole world can be liberated. And they will have bhakti, and thus Srimad Bhagavat will be preached in our whole world. Then they're thinking this, oh my son, he was falling. We should do one kirtan. Radhe, kya? Bansi bajavat bhayo, kahune ghan shyam dekho, kahune ghan shyam dekho. Bansi bajavat bhayo,
Radhe teru shyam hane, Radhe teru shyam hane, nande gaon mein dekho. Radhe teru shyam hane, nande gaon mein dekho. Radhe teru shyam hane, nande gaon mein dekho.
Radhe teru shyam hane, nande gaon mein dekho.
Tuma khan churavat bhayo. Kahuri ghane shyam dekho Barsani me dekho, Radhe teru shyam, Barsani me dekho, Radhe teru shyam, Barsani me dekho,
Radhe teru shyam,
Barsani me dekho, Us holi machavat bhayo, Kahuri ghane shyam Bansi bajavat bhayo, kahuri ghane shyam dekho.
Bansi bajavat bhayo, kahuri
meru shyam dekho. Radhe teru shyam, Vrindavan mein dekho.
Radhe teru shyam, Vrindavan mein dekho.
Radhe teru shyam, Vrindavan mein dekho.
Radhe teru shyam, Vrindavan mein dekho.
और बाकी बहुत सुंदर है, वेरी गुड. यू शुड लर्न दैट ये कभी राग टूट न जाए, बेताल ना हो जाए, और सब ठीक. बहुत सुंदर. इसको फिर से कल से अभ्यास करना, एक जगह दूसरी जगह गाना. एक तो फिनिश कर दे, 2 मिनट. देन व्यास वाज फॉलोइंग. व्हाई नॉट ही वाज अटैच्ड टू हिज सन? बिकॉज he wanted to initiate that war. And to through whom he wanted to preach Srimad Bhagavatam. Srimad Bhagavatam is so high class of thing. It is the essence of whole Ved, Upanishad, Puran, Shastra, Mahabharata, Ramayana, and everything. Which is in Bhagavat is not in anywhere. And anywhere it is anything, it is must be in Srimad Bhagavatam. Nigam kalpataror galitang phalam sukhamukha damrita davasan yutam pivata bhagavatam rasamalayam muhur prabhuvibhav. We will explain it afterward, but I am going to. So Srimad Bhagavat is like essence of whole Srimad, Ved and Upanishad. Gita is only essence of Upanishads. Sarva Upanishad of Gau. That all the Upanishads are like cow, and milk is Srimad Bhagavat, Gita. And Krishna is milkman. And what? Coffee is Arjun. And it is not only Arjun for whole world, that milk. But Srimad Bhagavat is essence of all the Vedas, including Mahabharata, Gita, and all the essence of all. Gita is not Russia, but Srimad Bhagavat is Russia. Nigam kalpator galitam rasam. Vedas are like tree. The rush is there, but we cannot taste. If you are choosing, okay? Sucking the root of trees of mango. You are sucking branches. You are sucking flowers. You cannot do that. If you are taking fruits of mangoes, green, not matured, rush will not come. When it will ripen, and any parrot will smell and give his touch by his mouth, or not, or it should be ripened so much. Then, itself coming from its branch, even in touch of air, or without, when it will ripen, it will come. Then it will be so sweet and we can taste. So we cannot take it, this rush from the trees like Kalpavriksha, Vedas, Upanishadas, Puran, even to Gita, that rush will not come. When it will come in the shape of Srimad Bhagavatam, and especially by the mouth of Sukadeva Goswami, who was he? He was associates of Radhika and Krishna. So it will be more sweeter. So Sukadeva Goswami, he thought that Sukadeva Goswami is so qualified person in this whole world. I should make him study Srimad Bhagavatam. He should hear. I am not searching anyone in this world who is qualified to study Srimad Bhagavatam. So he was doing like ocean, ocean, ocean. But trees were echoing. When he went some distance, some very beautiful Gandharvas, wives of Gandharvas, they were playing in the water, any pond, good pond. So many lotus were there, so fragrant air was blowing. And they were naked and they were playing to each other, bring water like this. And in the meantime, Sukadeva Goswami passed. They never looked at him. They were playing. But when Vyasadeva, being aged so much, 200 years, 300, become some old, so much white beard and long hairs, with also white, and he was falling. Then they became some ashamed. They came out of pond. They took their garments and they, on the hidden in any tree, say, and they were doing pranam to Vyasadeva. Vyasadeva came nearer to them and asked, "My dear daughters, 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 why you are summed with me? I am so much old, and my son, his age is like 12, he is naked, and he is going, you have no shame for her, and now, why you are ashamed? You can come in my laps, like father and mother, more than that, and you are ashamed with me. They told that your son being at the age of 12, he was nothing to ask with us, that who are you? You are wood or stone or anything. And he was in trance like that, and he was going. And you saw that we are girls, and you are coming to me and asking why. So you have sense that we are ladies, and you are male, and we are female. So you have some. What is shame? He doesn't, never knows that. What is shame? Like this cloth, his body is there. Nothing to cover. This body is also like cover. So what is the use of cover to cover? So he is going, and we have no shame. But now, looking you, oh, you are saying that you were naked, and after that you became covered, your this body. That is why. But Sukadeva Goswami went in the deep, very deep forest, like birds here and there. Next day, Vyas wanted to search that boy and to bring him. So he took one poem of Srimad Bhagavatam and gave it to the hunters, that you should go, and this is a very powerful mantra. If you will chant this mantra in forest, all kinds of birds and what you want, all will be collected very easily. So you should go. And he went, and they began to shout this mantra. Varaha pidam natavarbapu karnayo karnikaram vibhradabasa kanakkapisham vayjayanti shimalam. Randran Venu Rather Sudha Puriyan Gopabindai Bindaranam Sapadaramanam Pravishat Gita Kirito. This is the best sloka for the beauty of Krishna. Krishna is going with lakhs and lakhs cows, with lakhs and lakhs cowherd boys like Dham, Shidham, Sudham, Vasudham, Stok, Krishna, Madhumangal, Shuval, and all others, Arjun, Ujjwal, playing them with them. And shouting sometimes, cows like dhiri dhiri means
slowly,
they become not running here. Tiri tiri, oh, you want to take water? Tiri, come on. In the bank of this pond to Jamuna. Niri means, oh, you should take water. Choo, and drinking like this. Playing with the boys. All boys are clapping sometimes, dancing with Krishna. They are going one forest to another forest. Krishna, these clothes are like very lightning.
Thunderbolt.
And his body is like Meghasyam. Meghasyam means?
New cloud.
Not black. So much beautiful. Krishna is most beautiful, not black, but love. And new clouds, taking full of so much water there, as if water is going to come rain. Showering. And Banmala is there. Banmala means
five
or seven kinds of wild flowers. And some Tulsi Manjari is there, and we are hammering on these, humming. And all the boys are, Kanaiya, Jai Kanaiya Lal Ki, doing this. And thus Krishna is going. And some footprints are there. And in footprints there are 19 kinds of symptoms. Vajra, Bhaja, Ankush, Pataka and so. Everything is there. So he is doing pranam too. this. Also Brahma is doing. Namidhyate abravapuse taridambaraya gunjavatansa paripachal sanmukhaya. Sanmukhaya kalopeta vetrapeshana venu lakshmasriye midupate pasupangajaya. So many. But this sloka is most powerful. Hearing this, he came at once. From where you learnt this sloka? Oh, my Gurudev has taught. And so many birds came in their
net.
Then they became so happy, and he told that, I want to meet your Gurudev. But what is the quality? This is the shape of
beauty
of Krishna. But how merciful he is, I want to know. Then went to Vyasadeva and were very happy that so many birds has come in their net. And they told that a very beautiful boy came to us naked, and he told that if that Krishna is so beautiful, what are these qualities? Then he told that you should read this sloka, and so many birds again will come. Then he told, Aho bakiyam stanakalakutam jighansayagayatayatyasadhi lebhe gatim tato dhati achyuta kongva dayalum saranam brajema kongva dayalum saranam brajema. Oh, you want to hear? So you should repeat this in the
forest.
That Aho Baki Stanakalakutam, Aho Baki, the sister of Bakasur, that is Putana, he took so much
strong poison
in her breast and came in the shape of very darling mother, and he wanted to kill Krishna. He took at once Krishna in his or her lap and gave breast forcibly in the mouth of Krishna. And Krishna sought that poison with her
life.
And he left his body and she would die. But Krishna was so merciful that he made her atma so pure, soul so pure, and he gave the same position like mother. And she at once went to Golok Vrindavan, Golok, and there she became eternal like mother, Dhatri Gati. Dhatri means sometimes giving bread, milk to Krishna. So, Krishna is how merciful? So, in this world, those who have some intelligence, they should surely do bhajan of Krishna. Those who are not serving and having no devotional service to Krishna, actually they are like a donkey without any horn. And their tail is also cutting.
Tailless
and hornless. Especially that two legs has been cutting down. So these persons all are like donkeys. Those who are not serving, uttering the name of Krishna, singing and hearing. Then he heard at once he came. And he came to Vyasadeva. Told, I want to read, study whole Srimad Bhagavatam. And he studied there. And now he is praying to Vyasadeva. I was in the way of Nirvishesh Brahma. Nirgunne api parinishthitah. I have so much fixed my intelligence in Nirvishesh Brahma. But this Nirvishesh Brahma is different from Shankar Brahma.
Shankar Sampradaya.
That Shankar Sampradaya are offender, but he was not offender. His Brahma was Nirvishesh, no akar, no shape, but so much qualities. His Brahma is so merciful, but Shankar's nothing. having no shape, no attribute, no power, nothing. Like Jiro of Bauddha. So much difference. And he began to study, and after that he became so learned and so sweet, knowing all the rasas. And then he came in the council of Parikshit Maharaj and he was uttering Srimad Bhagavatam. Gaur Prabhanande. Kirtan. Panchatattva and then Mahamantra.